A little old man with a baby carriage made into a pushcart with a charcoal burner, and the smell of roasting chestnuts and snow on the ground. A young fellow, skinny, with wide eyes and a scared look on his face, looking up at the store sign. What does it say? Blurred letters in a way that don't make sense. I know now that the sign says Donner's Bakery, but looking back in my memory at the sign, I can't read the words through his eyes. None of the signs make sense. I think that fellow with the scared look on his face is me. Bright neon lights, Christmas trees and sidewalk peddlers, people bundled in coats with collars up and scarves around their necks. But he has no gloves. His hands are cold, and he puts down a heavy bundle of brown paper bags. He's stopping to watch the little mechanical toys that the peddler winds up. The tumbling bear, the dog jumping, the seal spinning a ball on its nose. Tumbling, jumping, spinning. If he had all those toys for himself, he would be the happiest person in the world. He wants to ask the red-faced peddler with his fingers sticking through the brown cotton gloves if he can hold the tumbling bear for a minute, but he's afraid. He picks up the bundle of paper bags and puts it on his shoulder. He's skinny, but he's strong from many years of hard work. Charlie, Charlie, Fathead Barley! Children circle around him, laughing and teasing him like little dogs snapping at his feet. Charlie smiles at them. He'd like to put down his bundle and play games with them, but when he thinks about it, the skin on his back twitches, and he feels the way the older boys throw things at him. Coming back to the bakery, he sees some boys standing in the door of a dark hallway.
Hey, look, there's Charlie! Hey, Charlie, what you got there? Want to shoot some craps? Come here, we won't hurt you.
But there's something about the doorway, the dark hall, the laughing, that makes his skin twitch again. He tries to know what it is, but all he can remember is their dirt and piss all over his clothes, and Uncle Herman shouting when he came home all covered with filth, and how Uncle Herman ran out with a hammer in his hand to find the boys who did that to him. Charlie backs away from the boys laughing in the hallway, drops the bundle, picks it up again, and runs the rest of the way to the bakery.
"What took you so long, Charlie?"
shouts Gimpy from the doorway to the back of the bakery. Charlie pushes through the swinging doors to the back of the bakery and sets down the bundle on one of the skids. He leans against the wall, shoving his hands into his pockets. He wishes he had his spinner. He likes it back here in the bakery, where the floors are white with flour, whiter than the sooty walls and ceiling. The thick soles of his own high shoes are crusted with white, and there's white in the stitching and lace eyes, and under his nails, and in the cracked, chapped skin of his hands. He relaxes here, squatting against the wall, leaning back in a way that tilts his baseball cap with the D forward over his eyes. He likes the smell of flour, sweet dough, bread and cakes and rolls baking. The oven is crackling and makes him sleepy. Sweet, warm sleep. Suddenly, falling, twisting, head hitting against the wall, someone has kicked his legs out from under him. That's all I can remember. I can see it all clearly, but I don't know why it happened. It's like when I used to go to the movies. The first time, I never understood, because they went too fast. But after I saw the picture 3 or 4 times, I used to understand what they were saying. I've got to ask Dr. Strauss about it.